Hello, we're here with the cast of Bin Men, which will be playing our studio very, very soon. A boisterous bunch, I can tell. Excellent. We have Mick, Ian and Nigel, who are respectively playing Dom, Sam...
Possibly Richie.
And possibly Richie. Yeah. Guys, what can you tell us about Bin Men?
Bin Men is a piece for young children and their families. It's quite a lively, boisterous piece, which we're running around doing all sorts of silly things. Don is infatuated with chivalry and with knights and rescuing fair maidens and all of this. And it's a team of bin men, and they know each other well, and they get on well, and then something happens, and Don decides he's got to change the way people look at the world.
Right.
And it's about people throwing away things that are useful, or somebody else might find it useful, reusing things, recycling things, transforming things. So hopefully we're transforming.
And on that transforming note, I'm told that you might be using elements of the set or the environment within that set to play music on.
That's right, yes. Because there's things within it. There's so many things, like the rubbish bins themselves you can make sounds with. There's things, cardboard tubes you can make sounds with. It's like everything. I've not brought any percussion instruments with me. I just want to see what's on the set and see what sounds you can make out of the things on the set, so that there's things that people wouldn't think of as musical instruments that actually become musical instruments. And I might bring a musical instrument as well.
And it's also the idea that to things that children can make. And with their parents and grandparents, if they so want to. But it's the sort of instruments that you can make out of a cardboard tube and odd bits of things and so on. So it's to try and get that feeling of, you don't just chuck that away, can you find another use for it?
Yeah.
And musically you might be able to. Yeah. Or anywhere you might be able to.
Well, I suppose that's also the storytelling element as well, is that it's not only the music, that the story that's being told uses the environment as well, because you are a cast of three and yet you have lots of characters to play. So
lots of characters.
What do you have to do, Ian?
I play Sam, who's the other dustman. He's a very I say dustman, that dates him. I mean, that goes back to the 60s. Let's say he's bin man, and he's the practical man. He's the realist. Right, this is rubbish. It's rubbish. It goes down the landfill, and that's it. The way it goes. He doesn't really think about things until kind of later on, and that's through the actions really of these other two guys, and particularly Don. The whole piece is also about community and neighbourhood, because of Don's actions these families come together and they start talking to one another. Up to that point they're kind of disparate, they don't really talk to one another. So I also play Dulcie. In fact, most AJT's productions I always end up playing a woman.
Yes, I never get those wrong.
Well, you're a very feminine,
thank you. And I also play a young lady, so that's two. That's a very young lady. And also Simon, who's a man about my age, and he just found himself, and he's a hoarder, so he's got issues there. So he keeps rubbish.
But he keeps all sorts
of things,
doesn't
he? I don't want to say too much. One family chucks it out any old place, and the other character called Dulcie tends to put it in the bin and into recycling and so forth. But it's recycling is kind of a path through to the whole thing about community and people coming together.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's the joy of theatre, is that you're bringing a group of strangers in to hear a story where the story reflects you guys are all strangers, the people in your community might be strangers to you. Look how, through the things we throw away, we can have a story that's created.
It's like whatever is rubbish can be treasure. It can be a person as well that people think is not a nice person, and they kind of misjudge them. And it's like that actually, but there might be somebody fantastic behind that kind of charade, or the kind of character that people think that they are. It's like, and it's the same with the musical instruments then, isn't it? It could look like an old pan that somebody's throwing out, but it actually might make a fantastic sound when you hit it.
Yeah.
So it's all that, it's seeing other things in things.
It's that sense of invention and adventure. Yes.
It's seeing the world. It's seeing the world from all sorts of different angles.
Yeah.
There's also a thing that we're doing with this that we're inviting children to come up with some ideas, some designs, some drawings, whatever else, of machines that possibly might be useful. It can be fantastical machines in saving the world from all the rubbish. There's a story of a man who's invented an engine that runs on plastic bags.
Yeah.
And his ambition is to design a boat that will be powered by this plastic bag engine that will roam the oceans, picking up all the plastic bags that are polluting the oceans.
Well, that sounds beautiful. Hopefully we'll be seeing people creating this ship very, very soon.
Yep.
Well, we'll definitely see the show very soon. It's in our York Theatre Royal studio. Gentlemen, we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.